Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
PepsiCo pre-ordered 100 Tesla semi-trucks this week, the largest order to date for the electric vehicles Tesla unveiled in November. Anheuser-Busch, Walmart, and DHL have also pre-ordered trucks. Tesla's electric trucks are expected to go into production in 2019, and they could change the trucking industry. Joining us now is Steve Tam, who's the vice president of America's commercial transportation research company. And Steve, one of the things we're hearing is that one of the Tesla models will be able to go 500 miles on a single charge. Is that enough for today's truckers?
Many of the what we call regional trucking companies, so they have routes where they'll go out and back in the same day or maybe out a day and back the next day, can certainly take advantage of a truck with that type of a range.
But if you're driving a longer distance, let's say you're a trucker who's going cross country, if you had a 500-mile range on a single charge and let's say that it took you an hour to recharge the truck, is that enough or is that going to slow things down too much?
For now, that'll slow things down probably too much. Truckers are limited in the number of hours per day that they can drive and that they can be on duty. So taking a big pit stop like that to refuel, if you will, is probably not conducive to that business model. But we look forward to developments in battery technology and charging technology both that, you know, hopefully someday will make it applicable for those cross-country runs.
Well, what about the charging infrastructure that's in place now? Are we ready to handle electric trucks?
It's early days for that process. And that's, I think, part of the reason that you're going to wait until 2019 to see production, because we've got to let the charging infrastructure catch up and mature. So looking at, you know, the types of truckers that might adopt this technology, hopefully they'll be able to partner with their customers for charging locations, or perhaps even with their own satellite facilities to recharge.
What about the cost of the truck itself? A lot of these companies that are pre-ordering are having to put a little down payment down. But how does the cost of the truck and the operating cost compare to standard diesel trucks?
So for the 500-mile truck that you just mentioned, the price that Tesla has announced on that is $180,000. That's about $50,000 more than a comparably spec'd diesel truck. But until we see all the numbers and understand how all that works and fits together, we kind of have to reserve judgment to see whether there's actually a, what I would call a viable economic case for adoption.
But a lot of these companies obviously are not reserving judgment. They're making these pre-orders. Are you surprised at how many of these trucks have already been pre-ordered?
No, I'm not. You know, and that's one thing that we have to give Elon Musk credit for. Tesla has done a fantastic job of just whipping the level of interest to a frenzy within this space. And quite honestly, we need that. We need the interest and we need the investment so that we can continue to do research and development work to make it more appealing to a broader audience. So extending the range that the trucks are able to run as well as bringing that cost down. So exactly the things that need to happen are what are happening right now.
Elon Musk does do a great job of whipping up excitement about things. And he does make a lot of promises. But then when I think about that, I also look outside and see Teslas on the road. So maybe he'll actually be able to deliver.
I think we'll see them on the road. The question is, you know, how many of them and how quickly? Those are the
right
big unknowns. Yeah.
What about the other companies that are getting into this business as well? We saw a company called Thor come out with an electric truck this week. What other companies are trying to compete?
Yeah, there are a number of them out there. Probably the largest competitor Tesla faces is a company called Nikola. They actually announced their truck in December a year ago, and it is conceived as a hydrogen electric hybrid. And they've got 25,000, not orders, but reservations for orders for their truck. So again, a tremendous amount of interest in alternative fuels that, you know, will make the environment cleaner as well as hopefully save some trucking companies some money on their fuel bill. And quite honestly, even the traditional truck manufacturers are very interested in what's happening right now. And most, if not all of them, have electric trucks under development either here in the United States or in Europe.
So if several years from now, Elon Musk's dream comes true and everybody's trying to switch over to electric trucks, what kind of difference would that make for the trucking industry? I'm thinking for the environment as well, because you'd have a lot fewer trucks running on diesel.
We certainly are under mandates right now, federal mandates in the U.S. to reduce tailpipe emissions. And so this potentially becomes a solution that helps us reach those mandates and those goals. And trucking companies in general, you know, want to do the right thing as far as environment's concerned. But many of their customers are pushing them. And that's, for example, why you're seeing the Pepsis of the world and the Walmarts of the world stepping up and saying, yeah, we'd like some of these trucks. We want to try them out and see how they do. Fuel costs are typically 20 to 25% of the operating expenses of a long-haul trucking company. So anything that they can do to reduce that, they're willing to go after. So if this technology can deliver, there could be some very positive opportunities.
That's Steve Tam, who is the Vice President of America's Commercial Transportation Research Company. Steve, thank you.
You're welcome, Jeremy.
And by the way, in the Tesla Semi, the driver's seat is in the middle of the cab and the windows don't roll down. You can see a picture at hereandnow.org.